Out of the many themes of Leil HaSeder, one of the major themes is Hakaras HaTov, to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is the theme that runs throughout the Seder. It is the goal of Magid, the Rambam, both in the Sefer HaMitzvos, to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of telling the story. And in the midst of Bikurim, in which we quote all the psukim of Rami Ovidavi, both of those he mentions Hakaras HaTov. That's why we chose that text. The Baal Haggadah chose Rami Ovidavi because it is the text for Hakaras HaTov. It's the theme of Dayenu. Every step along the way is enough to be Makir Tov, to show thanks to Hashem. It is why we have the entire understanding of reliving the story, of viewing ourselves as if we left Mitzrayim. For Hakaras HaTov. And Rabbi Rimon suggests it is true even at the beginning, even on the at the outset of the Seder, with karpas. When it comes to karpas, that we eat, the first thing that we're eating at the Seder, you know, usually, Erev Yontif, we're busy, we're doing, we're getting ready, and then finally we daven and we sit down to a meal, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Shavuos, we sit down to a nice seuda. But Erev Pesach, not only are we busy, there's really not much that we can eat. You're not having matzah, you're not having chametz most of the day. How many yogurts can you really eat? You're starving by the time the Seder begins. And yet we begin the Seder and the first thing we eat, it's not a lot. All we're eating is a little bit of karpas. We're not supposed to eat so much karpas. And yet, says Rabbi Rimon, from there we learn an important lesson about Hakaras HaTov. And he quotes the story Malachim Beis of Elisha, who was asked to help the wife of one of the prophets, who we believe was Avadja, whose husband had died, and he's unable to pay the debts to the creditors, and they want to seize their two children. So Elisha comes and he asks the woman, "What do you have in your house?" And the Zohar states that if the woman had said she had nothing at home, the miracle would not have happened. And of course, the miracle comes that she looks in her home, and the Zohar explains that the prophet wanted her to look, "What do you have in your home?" And she says, "What do I have? I have one jug of oil." "Ah, that's enough." Because, explains the Zohar, the miracle would not have happened if she did not realize what she had. One jug of oil was not really enough, yet it's enough to create the miracle. We have to realize that sometimes in our lives, Hakaras HaTov is not only meant for the big things and the large things and the life-saving things. Hakaras HaTov begins on a simple level to recognize the good that Hashem does for us, or the simplest of levels of what we already have in our lives. So when we start with karpas, it's not enough to last. It's not going to hold me over all the way. I don't care how much celery I eat. It's not going to hold me over until Shulchan Aruch. But it's enough to be Makir Tov to Hashem that I have it. And I'm appreciative of what I have. It's why Rav Huttner says at the end of our Shemona Esra, when we say Modim, we fall over. We don't bend our knees in a prescribed Baruch Atah and then bend our knees and come. No, no, no. When I say Modim, I fall over because I am so appreciative of all the things that I just asked for. Refua, Geula, Parnasa, Redemption. I have some of it in my life, and I recognize the good that I have. Says Rabbi Rimon, we begin that even at the Seder. The Seder night begins with a little bit of karpas, very small, less than a kazayas. But after a full day of being busy and not really eating much, I learned to appreciate that karpas, appreciate the bracha that we already have, and that sets the stage for being makir tov throughout the rest of the Seder.